We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Lee Sterling coming up here in a couple of minutes from ParamountSports.com. He got on a little hot streak last week, so he's turning it around. Go to ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741 to jump on board with Lee. He had all three of his 30 to 50 unit selections hit this past weekend, and so their big plays are now 7-0. Games he'll pick for us here on air, the freebies he'll give us, Wisconsin 3.5. Point favorites against Iowa, Baylor -7.5 against KU. Bruce and I and State Farm will pick that one, as well as West Virginia -16 at home against K-State. Lee will give us the Rams -7 against the Chargers and the Chiefs -6 against San Francisco. And his game of the week on ParamountSports.com is Baltimore -5 against your Denver Broncos. Bruce, if you had to pick that one, where are you leaning there?
Denver, I think Denver inside the number. I think Denver inside the number. I think they can run the ball, averaging 157 yards of rushing through the first two games. It's a pretty good way to neutralize a crowd, but they can't turn it over. Case Keenum has thrown four interceptions.
Philip Lindsay is third in the league in rushing yards.
Philip Lindsay is the third leading rusher in the National Football League at 5 feet, 8.5, 190 pounds.
Undrafted out of Colorado.
Yeah.
He's just a good football player.
He's a Denver kid, went to Denver South and the whole nine yards. So you can imagine the type of story that it is. But Royce Freeman has been they've been a good 1-2 punch. Two rookies, neither one of them have fumbled or turned it over, and they're averaging between them 5.2 yards a carry. So I'm not sure that I like Denver to win this game, but I think that they'll be close. And I think I think inside 5.5.
Well, that's a good place to start. Worth. Those two guys doing that on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Going on the road, control the clock, throw the ball, all that good stuff. I mean, it's not like Baltimore has a bunch of deep threats and big time weapons. You know.
And they're not facing an overly mobile quarterback. They can bring pressure off the edges. So we'll see what ends up happening. I think it's an interesting game. You never know how a team is going to react on the road for the first time. And the fact is that Case Keenum's got to, keep throwing the ball to his guys, not the other guys. He only had seven interceptions through close to 600 passes last year. He's got four through 72 so far this season. So Yeah, exactly. Those are just some numbers if you're interested. There you go.
I wouldn't be surprised if Denver wins the game outright.
Yeah, it could. It wouldn't stun me. I just don't know how they're going to react in this kind of situation. Got a lot of young guys. They're depending on a lot of young guys. They got first-year players all over the place. Lindsay, Royce Freeman, Cortland Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton in the receiving core, Jake Butt at the tight end position, Isaac Yottam at corner, and they got a lot of first-year players that are playing. And, they're pros, but this is also their first time on the road.
All right.
So we'll see.
Lee Sterling was hot last week. All three of his 30 to 50 unit selections hit ParamountSports.com. He's now 7-0 on his big plays, and he joins us here on the Tad's Locker Room Hotline here on Sports Daily. Lee, good job last week. Welcome back. How are you?
Thanks. Yeah, it's fun when you're winning. My biggest problem last week, so I decide on all my games and pick out all the games, and I'm deciding where I'm going to put all the TVs. I got three TVs and a computer. And then I realized that my big play, UAB against Tulane, wasn't on TV. And I'm searching around. And where is it? Facebook Live.
Oh, so wow.
No, that's the world we live in now, Lee.
Of all places.
haven't watched the game yet on Facebook. I had to get my daughter to hook it up to the TV so we could stream it live. So desperate times call for desperate measures, and we'll do whatever we have to do to watch a big game on TV.
You won't have to go to Facebook Live to watch Wisconsin and Iowa. Wisconsin, speaking of desperate times, they're in a bounce-back mode. Given 3.5 to Iowa, how do you see this one playing out? Is Wisconsin coming off a loss?
Well, most people say, okay, they're going to bounce back. It's Wisconsin. But this is a different year, and I just think something's wrong with this team. I'm watching them, and, you know, they're running the ball, but the receivers, not the same as last year. They lost 8 of 11 defensive players since last year. They dominated Iowa the last 2 years. In fact, last year's game, I think Iowa had like 5 or 6 first downs. It was embarrassing how much Wisconsin, I almost felt sorry for Iowa. So I think this is the game that Iowa has been waiting for since last year. I think it's their circle game. Wisconsin needs to run the ball to set up their play action. And Iowa's run defense this year after 3 games allowing just 42 yards per game. I just think Iowa's more balanced. I think this is their year. They pull off the upset here, 24-23.
Lee, I know that you tailor these games for us geographically, and we appreciate that kind of insight, but I'm wondering what kind of intrigue would Kansas have for you otherwise this week going to Baylor? All of a sudden, this is a 2-1 football team. They've got a running back that's statistically amongst one of the best in the country, granted against a couple of opponents that aren't very good, but just how intriguing all of a sudden is the University of Kansas after consecutive wins?
I think they're very intriguing, and I couldn't say that for many, many years. I think they believe in themselves. I told everyone they were going to win last week and the week before. I felt strongly about it, and they got a running back, a kid, Puka Williams, that first week they decided not to play him, unsure of his eligibility. But since he started playing, I mean, this guy is running around, through, maybe even underneath. He's only like 5'7", 5'8". One time he tries to jump over a guy. Turned out he ended up almost karate kicking the guy. So he's a lot of fun. 282 rushing yards in 2 games. And Kansas, why are they a better team? Last year, -17 turnover ratio. This year, already +12, number one in the country. And the visitor is 7-0 in Baylor games here. Maybe shades of 2007 Jayhawks here. I don't know about that, but they're fun to watch right now. They believe in themselves, and Baylor's only win against Texas San Antonio, probably just a mirage right now. Wrong team's favorite. Kansas wins 3 in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
You heard it.
Oh, my God. I love it. Right there. That is awesome.
It's been a long time since they've had less than a double-digit dog number, let alone a win in this game, but 7.5 the line. All right, staying in the Big 12, talking to Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741 to get his big play this weekend. West Virginia laying a big number at home against Kansas State. It's 16 as K-State going to West Virginia.
Yep. And hint, hint, this will be one of my executive phone service plays for my clients. West Virginia can score 31 points or more 8 times since the start of last year, but also they've given up at least 30 points in 8 games. They only have 1 takeaway in 2 games. The underdog is 18-6-1 in the last 25 Kansas State games. I think a huge coaching edge here to Kansas State. Kansas State, trust me, Bill Snyder is no dummy. He knew a couple weeks ago against Mississippi State, it just didn't match up with that team. But a team like West Virginia that's just average in the offensive and defensive lines, what he's going to do is, watch this, he'll snap the ball with 1 to 2 seconds to go on the clock. He doesn't want to have each team having 14, 15 possessions. He wants to limit it. He wants to have 55, 60, 62 plays by each team. If he does, he's got a shot here. That quadruple option, very few teams can defend it. You have to be very skilled on defense. So the last 4 games decided by 6, 1, 1, and 5 points. Give me those 16 points. West Virginia wins 28-25, but Kansas State covers easy.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's tremendous insight right there. Rams and the Chargers, very intriguing, now intra-city game. I still haven't gotten used to the Chargers being in L.A. Apparently, L.A. hasn't gotten very used to the Chargers being there either, based on the fans that aren't showing up. But the Rams, well, I'll tell you, Lee, the Rams look the part.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to call them the Carson Chargers.
And Carson, there you go.
Yeah,
there
good you
go.
For
they're
you.
Playing in Carson, so they're the Carson Chargers now. And they're home games. I mean, it seems like they're playing away games. The visiting fans come in and buy all the tickets. But in this game, they might have close to half the fans here. So don't be surprised if you hear a lot of cheering when the Chargers score. Both teams just have weapons all across the field. Now, the Chargers do have some injuries on the defensive line and the secondary, but they got weapons just like the Rams do on offense here. And this is where the Chargers do their best work. 10-4, getting four more points here. I'm going to say the Rams win the game 31-30. This is going to be, in my opinion, the best game to watch in the NFL on Sunday. But the Carson Chargers cover the 7 points.
Dogs are barking so far. Yep. Lee Sterling, yep. ParamountSports.com. 800-400-9741. Lee is 7-0 on his big play selection so far in 2018, trying to keep it going this weekend. Speaking of an entertaining game, on paper, Chiefs and 49ers should be two in Arrowhead.
Yeah, I mean, two different quarterbacks that – and Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, we call him, and Patrick Mahomes are the future of the NFL. I think it's going to go back and forth. One of those games very similar to the Rams and the Chargers. And Mahomes leads in the NFL right now. Jimmy G, 8-1 as a starter. The Chiefs defense, though, you don't want to lay close to a touchdown with a defense that's given up 65 points and 870 yards in two wins. And some injuries of note here. So you got some guys here on the Kansas City secondary. Eric Berry still listed as doubtful. I don't know if I doubt he's going to play here. And I just think it's going to be, Tariq Hill scoring a bunch of touchdowns against Richard Sherman and Witherspoon, and then coming back the other way, San Francisco hit on some big plays also. 42-38, Kansas City, but San Francisco covers the 6.
And you can't hardly put the total high enough in a Chiefs game nowadays with the defense the way that they are and the way Patrick Mahomes is humming that offense. All right, your game of the week is Baltimore 5.5. Is that right? Hosting Denver?
Yeah. Baltimore's a 5.5 point favorite. I think it's going to be a great game. Interesting matchup. We're going to see if Denver can continue on their winning ways or Baltimore, which looked great the first week against Buffalo and then got shellacked at Cincinnati on Thursday night. Can they come back with some extra rest? You can get it for free, 800-400-9741. How about this? You know, you're one of my new shows, and I've enjoyed coming on. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give your listeners not only the Baltimore-Denver game for free. I have two games in college football tonight. I'll give them all three free games, no strings attached. All they need to do is call 800-400-9741. I know if I win for your listeners, I know they're going to want to come on board. And if I go 2-1 or 3-0, so three free games, 800-400-9741. And if you want to come aboard and be with a winning service, we won all 3 weeks. All my games are documented on the website where it says recent results. We'll give you, like I said, hopefully another winning week, and I have three more 30-50 unit games. Going to try to run our record to 10-0 on those big plays. Just use coupon code SAVE300 on a 2-week package. ParamountSports.com.
ParamountSports.com. You heard him, Lee Sterling, 800-400-9741. Good talk to you, Lee. Good luck to you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lee.
There goes Lee Sterling. The three games, two of the three that he's going to give you tonight to pick from, Florida Atlantic against UCF. That should provide some points. That's for dang sure.
That's an actually fairly interesting game.
I would say so. That's a 6 o'clock
that's
tonight.
That's not bad at all.
And then 8 o'clock, Penn State is at Illinois under the lights. And Wazoo, Washington State, taking on USC later on tonight. So there are your three college football games coming up tonight to kind of whet our appetite for Saturday. Papa John's Pizza time. Free Papa John's pizza for the second caller, 869-1240. Twitter question coming up. Shane and Bruce here on Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.